Roger Lunchbug to Manchester United today.
Football predictions.
Hello, it's Peter Guest, and I'm here with the Moose for another episode of the footballpredictions.net German Bundesliga podcast covering matches from the 4th to the 6th of April 2025. And you can see all the details for the matches we're about to discuss here. Just click in the links in the description and it'll take you to our website, footballpredictions.net. And there you can see fixtures from also just about every other football competition in the world from A to Z.
Yes, and on our website, it will show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as match odds from local bookmakers. Look in the description of this podcast episode for direct clickable links to all of the matches we are about to discuss. If you're streaming any matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus, gamble aware.
Let's get going with Augsburg, who are in 8th, and they're taking on title chasing Bayern Munich, who are of course top. It's on Friday night, the 4th of April at 7:30 PM UK time, that is. Click the link in the description of this podcast and you'll be able to see your local kickoff time, betting odds, and broadcast streaming channels tailored for your location for this match. And of course, for this one, you can stream this one. It's on Sky Sports Mix if you want to watch it on subscription. But if you want to stream it from Bet365, all you need there is to qualify is that funds in your account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. If you do join them, use the bonus code FP365. Well, Moose, Bayern Munich haven't been in 100% great form, but they did manage to get over the line against St. Pauli.
Yeah, they did manage to get over the line against St. Pauli. And remember, we had this game against Bochum a few weeks ago where they lost 3-2 at home, having led 2-0. And then he just managed to squeeze past St. Pauli. It has to be said that St. Pauli's last goal was scored in the 93rd minute. So Bayern Munich were fairly comfortable there. But it was 1-1 at halftime, and they didn't make it easy for themselves. Our main prediction for that game was over 2.5 goals and a Bayern Munich win. So a nice combination bet there, if anyone had added that. Last away game for Bayern Munich, that was at Union Berlin, who is quite far down the Bundesliga and have not been in terribly good form themselves. And Bayern Munich only managed a 1-1 draw in that game. And that came also thanks to some late goals. Bayern Munich scored in the 75th, and then Union Berlin equalized in the 83rd. But yeah, there's a tendency for Bayern Munich to concede late in the second half. So you're never too sure. Like you say, you're never too sure about Bayern Munich at the moment. But they are looking quite comfortable at the top in the Bundesliga. They are just 6 points ahead of Leverkusen. It can still happen. Like, Leverkusen can still chase Bayern Munich on the championship title. But they do look comfortable at the top. And obviously, Bayern Munich beat Bayer Leverkusen twice in the Champions League. Just before this Union Berlin game. But yeah, they are away in this game and they're playing Augsburg. And Augsburg last week, we were talking a bit about them because Augsburg's really been on a roll since they came back from the Christmas break. They are now unbeaten in 12 matches in the Bundesliga. That's 12 matches unbeaten. Now, most of these matches have been under 2.5 goals. And last week at Hoffenheim, our main prediction was under 2.5 goals. And guess what? Ended 1-1. But yeah, unbeaten in 12. Only 2 of the 12 matches have ended with over 2.5 goals. And that's not too that's not leading into this prediction, because we do think there'll be a few goals in this game. But we think Augsburg may face their first defeat in a while.
Well, you know, Augsburg at home have been pretty good. They're unbeaten in their last 4 league matches at home. So, you know, Bayern Munich have got their work to do. But looking back at the previous game that they met, of course, which was at Bayern, it was a bit of a one-sided affair. Ended up, Harry Kane got a hat-trick, 63rd, 93rd, 95th minute, so they left it late. But that Bayern had 80% possession, 33 shots at goal, with 14 on target.
Yeah.
And Augsburg had 1 shot on target and 2 shots at goal. So, if that replicates itself, then it'd be surprising because Augsburg have been good at home. But we think, therefore, that the Augsburg will get a goal. We've gone for that. So we've gone for a both teams to score prediction, and that is odds of that are 1.91 at the moment. Of course, we do tip Bayern to win, and we think they're going to get that step closer to winning that title. 1.44 of the odds you can get for Bayern to win. Not as high as you might expect in other weeks. You know, they've been a bit even more odds on than that, but 1.44 is not too bad for a return, actually. So we'll see if Augsburg can do it. But we've gone for the away win and with the correct scoreline of 2-1 to Bayern. Odds for the correct score of Augsburg 1, Bayern 2, 8.5 at the moment. Just so you know, the other odds for this game, Augsburg can get a 7 and a draw 4.5. And like I said, Bayern at 1.44. Let us move on to the next match, which is RB Leipzig in 6th, taking on 1899 Hoffenheim, who are 14th. It's on Saturday, the 5th of April. It's at 2:30 p.m. UK time, that is. Click the link in the description. On footballpredictions.net, you'll find your local kickoff time, betting odds, and broadcast streaming options available to you. This one is streamable on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 if you're joining them. And to qualify, all you need is funds in your account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. So, yeah, Leipzig have run into a bit of a bad place, haven't they?
Yes, and what it meant was that their manager midweek got the sack. Marco Rose is out of Leipzig after a poor run of form. And, of course, midweek, he got knocked out of the DFB Pokal, which we predicted. We predicted actually quite a heavy defeat for Leipzig in that game. And he lost 3-1. And, yeah, no manager now for this game against Hoffenheim. Maybe that will create a bit of an effect. But, yeah, Leipzig's not been in great form since coming back from the winter break. They have just 3 wins since Christmas. And that's a stretch now of 12 matches in the Bundesliga with just 3 wins. Now, it has to be said that those 3 wins have all been at home. And at home all season, Leipzig has just lost 2 games. It is where they are picking up their wins at the moment compared to away from home. They've only got 1 away win since October, and that was at Holstein Kiel. But this is a home game against Hoffenheim. The last home game for Leipzig, Leipzig did beat Borussia Dortmund 2-0. Not a bad result. But yeah, they're going into this game against the Hoffenheim team that is fairly unpredictable. They have 3 wins, 4 draws, and 3 defeats over the last 10 matches. In the last game out, we just covered that home game to Augsburg. We know Augsburg is strong. Augsburg had a lot of clean sheets in the lead up to that game. I think 6 clean sheets in a row prior to the game against Hoffenheim. But Hoffenheim managed to score against them and break that deadlock from Augsburg. So that was a pretty solid result. But yeah, away from home, Hoffenheim has actually picked up some nice form this side of Christmas, because before Christmas and up until the winter break, 7 away matches, no wins, just 4 draws and 4 defeats. And then this side of New Year, Hoffenheim has 3 wins from 6 away matches. So they are picking up some wins away from home. 2 of those were Bochum and Holstein Kiel. So the 2 teams right at the bottom of the Bundesliga. And then they had a 3-1 win at Werder Bremen, which wasn't too bad a result. But yeah, Hoffenheim fairly unpredictable. Leipzig without their manager for this game. Will there be a response?
Well, I don't know what it is about this fixture, but it usually yields a lot of games. Just looking back at the last games stretching back to 5th of November 2022, remember that? You've had 22 goals in the game since then. That's 3.67 goals per meeting on average. Last time, the score was, of course, Hoffenheim 4, Leipzig 3. So we think, although Leipzig have had their problems scoring lately, haven't they? They've only scored 4 against opponents in the last 6. But Hoffenheim, on the other hand, have let in quite a few goals. Scored against in 5 out of their last 6. So we think it might be time. I mean, I know it's not a new manager bounce because they've got no manager right at the moment, but we think that there's going to be a bit of a reaction. It's at Leipzig, it's at home, and we think they might win. But we do think that Hoffenheim will score. So we've gone for both teams to score. Fairly good value here, 1.62 for that. For a Leipzig win, you can only get 1.5, so they're quite heavily fancied to get that win. And in terms of what we think score-wise, it's we think it'll be a home win 2-1, so close. Odds for a correct scoreline of 2-1 are 8.5 at the moment. Just looking through the other odds as well, if you want Hoffenheim to win, you get 6. That's pretty big. 4.5 for a draw, which might be something to consider here as well. But we've gone for the Leipzig win, and that's, like I said, 1.5. Anyway, let's crack on with the next one, which is Heidenheim in 16th place, taking on Bayer Leverkusen, of course, in second. And it's on Saturday, the 5th of April, 2:30 p.m. UK time. Click the link in the description of this podcast, and you'll be able to find your local kickoff time, betting odds, and the broadcast streaming options available to you. It is streamable on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 if you haven't joined them. And to qualify for streaming, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Now, Heidenheim, I know they're 16th, have been doing pretty well lately.
Yeah, Heidenheim is back out of life support. They were dropping like a stone in the Bundesliga. They had just one win between late September and mid-March, and that was until they beat Holstein Kiel two match rounds ago. But that wasn't enough for them, apparently. They went to Wolfsburg on the weekend and beat them 1-0. So they have two wins in a row. That's the first time this season since the beginning of the season. That's the second time this season, because the first time was they won the first two matches of the season at St. Pauli and Augsburg. And now they've beaten Holstein Kiel and Wolfsburg. And what that means is Heidenheim is now in that relegation playoff spot, like the 16th spot. But they are just 3 points off St. Pauli now. So they are sensing that, hey, hang on, maybe we can do this. But they are playing Leverkusen. Leverkusen are strong. We know this. They are almost unbeatable in the Bundesliga. They did lose a single game last season. And this season, they've lost just two matches. Bizarrely, both of those two defeats for Leverkusen were at home. Recently, at home to Werder Bremen, and then early in the season against Leipzig. They bounced back quite nicely from the defeat in the Champions League to Bayern Munich. They beat Stuttgart 4-3 away. We predicted that win. And then we had a correct score prediction at home to Bochum last weekend. They beat Bochum 3-1, and we had 3-1 for Leverkusen in that game. But midweek in the DFB Pokal, the German Cup tournament, Leverkusen traveled to Bielefeld, who is not even in the Bundesliga. They play second Bundesliga. And guess what? They got knocked out. They lost 2-1 at Bielefeld. We had both teams to score as the main prediction in that game. But yeah, getting knocked out at Bielefeld, going to Heidenheim, that'll be that all of a sudden looks a bit more tricky. Heidenheim on the up. And they are sensing that they can maybe get something if Bielefeld can.
Imagine. Last time they met, which was in November, match day 11, by Leverkusen 5, Heidenheim 2. Quite a few goals in that one.
Yeah.
And we think it's going to be something, maybe not the same scoreline, but something similar today for this next match. So we've gone for both teams to score here. Really good odds, actually. 1.8. I think that's worth having a look at. But of course, we do favour Bayer Leverkusen to win, even though Heidenheim are on a bit of a roll. They want to keep the pressure on Bayern. And odds of a win for Leverkusen, 1.44, not too shabby either. Correct score, we've gone for 2-1 to the away side. So Heidenheim 1, Bayer Leverkusen 2. And you can get odds at the moment of 8.5 if you're interested in that. Just looking at the other odds as well, Heidenheim are best priced at 6.5 at the minute for a win. Could be a good one. But a draw, 4.75, so not too bad for that either. Yeah, but we think it's going to be, like we said, an away win. Next, we've got Freiburg in 7th taking on Borussia Dortmund, who are down in 10th. It's on Saturday, the 5th of April, 2:30 UK time in the afternoon. And click the link in the description of this podcast and you'll be able to see your available broadcast streaming options, game odds, local kickoff time and everything like that. You can stream this on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 when you sign up. And all you need to watch it on there is funds in your account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Now, Freiburg had a bit of a bad time. They haven't won since 21st of February.
Yeah, they had a 5-0 win then against Werder Bremen. We predicted Freiburg to win that game, by the way. But yeah, since then, no wins, 3 draws, and then a defeat last weekend against Union Berlin. Union Berlin, who is a bit out of form in the Bundesliga. So that would have been disappointing because Freiburg sits in 7th. And they actually have a realistic chance of going into the Champions League. But getting just 3 points from 4 games for those European spots, including the Champions League. But let's have a look at Dortmund, because what I really want to get across here is another correct score prediction from last weekend. Their home game to Mainz. Mainz, who sits in 4th, like they were in really good form prior to this game. But we called them out. Mainz hadn't lost in 6 games. They traveled to Dortmund. We know what Dortmund can do to teams, especially at home. And we had a 3-1 prediction for Dortmund in that game. And guess what? It ended 3-1 to Dortmund. But yeah, Dortmund away from home. Wow, that's really a mixed bag of results. They've only really managed to pull off wins against teams in the bottom. St. Pauli, Heidenheim. And then Wolfsburg earlier in the season, Wolfsburg, who is mid-table, by the way. But they've also had some really bad defeats away from home, Dortmund. And this side of the new year, they've lost at Kiel, they lost at Bochum, and most recently, they lost 2-0 at Leipzig. So this game really is going to be a really, really hard one to predict. If we do look at Freiburg, though, not too many goals in their games. They did have that 5-0 game against. They did have that 5-0 win against Freiburg. Sorry, against Werder Bremen. But since then, they've only scored 3 goals in 4. So let's see what our prediction. Like, what is our prediction really going to be for this one? Because it is going to be a really close game.
Yeah, it could well be. It could well. Head-to-head, again, we're just mentioning all the head-to-heads before, but this one is usually a very one-sided affair. Borussia Dortmund, just going back to results to the 14th of January 2022, Dortmund have won every single game. So, and you know what? There have been a lot of goals in those games too. 29 goals in those 6 games. 4.83 goals per meeting on average. Now, the last one, it was 4-0 to Dortmund. That was back in November. So they seem to be a bit of a bogey side, don't they, for Freiburg, Borussia Dortmund. But I don't think, like you said, away from home recently, though, we're going to talk about what's happening at the moment. Dortmund have been struggling, haven't they? And we're not sure if they're going to be able to score a lot of goals here. They've not been scoring many goals late. I know that against Mainz, of course, we got that perfect 3-1 against them, didn't we? But didn't score any against Leipzig. They didn't score any against Augsburg, and that was at home. And they only scored one in the Champions League against Lille. So we think it'll be a low scorer, but we think that Dortmund will win. We've gone for an under 2.5 goals tip for this one. Odds on that you can get currently at 2, which is, I think, very good value. For a Dortmund win, though, they're actually not odds on, but they're up at 2.2 for the Dortmund win. So pretty good value there as well.
Yep.
Now, regarding our correct score, drum roll, we have gone for a very low score, like I said. We've gone for a Freiburg 0, Dortmund 1, so just sort of sneaking over the line. If you like correct score predictions and betting on them, you can get odds of 9.5 for that 0-1 scoreline at the Europa Park Stadium. Let us see how it turns out. But the odds are pretty even around the place. You've got Freiburg at 3.1, draw at 3.5, and like I said, Dortmund at 2.2. Let's move on to the summary matches now. We've got Mainz, who are 4th in the table, taking on Holstein Kiel, who are down in 18th. It's on Saturday, the 5th of April, 2:30 UK time, kickoff. You can stream it on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 if you're going to do that. If you're not joined them, to qualify to watch, all you need is funds in your account, anything, or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Now, for this one, we think it's going to be a fairly one-sided affair. We've gone for an over 2.5 goals tip, and with a correct scoreline prediction of -3, Holstein Kiel 0.
Yeah, and then moving on to another team that struggles at the bottom, which is Bochum in 17th, takes on Stuttgart in 11th. This game also kicks off Saturday, 5th of April at 2:30 UK time. Once again, if you go to footballpredictions.net, you will find your local kickoff time, game odds, team news, and available broadcast, streaming, and TV channels for your geo. One of those being Bet365. In order to qualify, all you need is to have a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Use bonus code FP365 on sign up. Now, for this game, we're not leaving Bochum with many chances. We're going for a Stuttgart win, but are both teams to score prediction, because there are goals in those Bochum games, are both teams to score prediction, and a correct score of 3-1 Stuttgart.
Next up, we've got Werder Bremen in 12th taking on Eintracht Frankfurt, who are in third, and it's on Saturday, the 5th of April, 5:30 UK time in the afternoon, kickoff. And check the link in the description, of course, of this podcast, and you'll see all the localized channels and odds and everything for yourself. You can stream on Bet365. It's on Sky Sports Football here in the UK as well. But if you're going to watch it on Bet365, of course, all you need to qualify to watch is funds in your account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours and join using that bonus code FP365. Now, for this one, we think it's going to be very tight, this one, despite their positions on the table. We've gone for both teams to score as our tip, and our prediction for this one is Werder Bremen 2, Eintracht Frankfurt 2.
Yeah, and then move on to Sunday, 6th of April at 2:30 UK time. We've got St. Pauli in 15th, takes on Borussia Mönchengladbach in 5th. This game, once again, you go footballpredictions.net, you'll get your local kickoff time, betting odds, match, sort of team news, and available viewing options. Once again, one of those being Bet365. In order to qualify, all you need is to have a funded account or to place a bet in the last 24 hours and then sign up with that bonus code FP365. And if you're based in the UK, this game is also available on Sky Sports Football. Now, for this game, we're not going for a particularly entertaining one. We are going with a straight-out bore draw. So that's 0-0 between St. Pauli and Borussia Mönchengladbach.
Yeah, next up we've got Union Berlin in 13th taking on VfL Wolfsburg in 9th. It's also on Sunday, the 6th of April, 4:30 UK time kickoff. Click the link in the description of the podcast here and you'll find all your localized details for this game. And we have gone here for another close one. We think it'll be an under 2.5 goals tip, low scorer. And we've gone for a home win, Union Berlin 1, Wolfsburg 0. And of course, again, live streaming is available for that one too. Use the bonus code FP365 during sign up to qualify to watch. All you need is to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours or have any funds in your account. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. Full details are available on the Bet365 website, 18 plus gamble aware.
Yes, and in the description area of this podcast, you can find links to all of the matches we've just covered, or just go directly to the footballpredictions.net website. The beauty is that you can find the online places to see the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, our predictions for different betting markets, plus the latest offers and odds.
And just in case you didn't know, we record football podcasts across several competitions in addition to Bundesliga, and you can listen to them at podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you get your favourite podcasts from, including Apple, YouTube and Spotify. Well, that's it. Thanks for joining us. And until the next time, it is... Cheers.